Hello, my loves. I have a story for you. But first, I want to talk about the healing aspect of writing erotica and how if you struggle with communication, you struggle with your sexual expression, with your desire. I just want to invite you into practicing asking for what it is that you want. Practice feeling safe with what it is that you want through the act of writing erotica. For the past several years, I feel like I've been coasting a little bit with my relationship to my sexuality. I've spent a lot of years healing my relationship to my sexuality, to my creativity. There was a lot, not a lot. I just want to, well, okay. There was some lowercase t trauma to work through. Writing has been the safe space for me to explore and be messy in that exploration without having to be witnessed by another person. It's given me the space to hear myself think, hear myself ask for what it is that I want, and work out a situation through storytelling, and in that, it's given me the confidence to go for what I want. Lately, I've been feeling that like there's something else that needs to be uncovered. There's like a new layer. There's a new thing that I want to explore and I want to look at. The piece that I'm about to read to you came through right before that realization when I was thinking like, oh, I've got some work to do. I've got some things to play around with. Like we're ready to move into the next iteration of who I am as a sexual being. So, if you're curious about exploring this yourself and you're like, I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, I'm going to give you my favorite writing prompt from my favorite author, Melissa Phoebos. And it is to write your sexual life story in three sentences. You can zoom out or in as much as you want. I would suggest going for the very first thing that comes to your mind. Do the exercise multiple times. I'm trying to remember if, because I feel like the exercise she gave us, I took a writing workshop with her. And I think it's three sentences, but the original might be five. You know what? It's choose your own adventure. Do three, do five, do it multiple times. See what comes through. Also, too, think about something that you've been wanting, but you feel a little nervous to ask for, or you feel like maybe there's some shame that comes up with what you want. Take all of those feelings and project it onto a character and write the character going through what it is that you're wanting to experience. And as you do that, pay attention to where your mind goes, how your body feels. Take breaks if you need to. And at the same time, sometimes we hit points where we don't necessarily need to take a break per se, but our mind will start to tell us stories and be like, oh, I'm done. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, our brains are really smart and they just want to keep us safe, right? So I just want to invite you, like, yes, pay attention to how you're feeling, pay attention to your body, what's tense, what's open, what's closing, what's contracting, what's expanding. Pay attention to all of that, of course. But as you feel yourself maybe like you're starting to shy away from it, write one more sentence. Just one more. And just see what happens. Because sometimes the really juicy stuff is just beyond the part where our brain wants to turn it off. And remember to, no one has to read this. No one has to see it. It's just you. It's the page that you're writing on. and it's whatever wants to come to the forefront of your mind. Let me know how this goes for you. Send me a DM on Instagram as Strawberry Smut Cakes. Okay, so to get into our story, I've titled this girl dinner because it's making me laugh. Here we go. Do not sit at the table where the feast of me is laid out for you, dripping with a river of honey prepared for your mouth, wielding a thick dinner napkin in your lap while you reach for another one to tuck into the collar of your pristine white shirt. Fuck your manners. I don't want the forks you've placed outside of my left thigh. Fuck that soup spoon, too, though we both know you'll need it from drowning in the meal I've made for you. The place you've come to eat isn't some white tablecloth establishment, although it is fine dining. And the only things served here are religious experiences that don't involve the cult of organization. It gets messy at my table, and I can tell that scares you. So come here. Put your face between my thighs. Open your mouth. I'm going to teach you how to eat. Press your tongue into the center of my folds. Let them envelop you. My body is tasting you as you are tasting me, deciding if the flavor of you adds to or subtracts from my own. Push harder. Let me feel you want it because I know you do. Good. Now wrap your arms around my thighs, pull my hips to you. Yes, just like that. Swirl your tongue around that little spot at the top of the folds. Feel it? She's getting harder. I swear to God, if you reach for that napkin, we are done. Your mouth is going to stay on my body as her wet mixes with yours and it runs down your chin. Because that's what you came for, right? This is what you said you wanted. You made the reservation to eat here, so eat. I expect you to make me feel the texture and flavor of your want while I fuck your face. You're getting hard, aren't you? You want more, don't you? I'm going to open my legs wider while you keep that messy mouth of yours right where it is. You're not stopping, but you will reach down and pull your cock out of your pants. Nod once when you have it. Good. Wipe your chin with the palm of your hand and stroke your cock. You won't come until I tell you to. I promise you won't have to wait long. Push harder on my clit with your tongue. I am so close. You're doing such a good job. I see you've abandoned the napkins and the silverware has been pushed out of the way. I love feeling your lips on mine as you work me with your tongue. The blossoming insatiability of you is pouring out now, isn't it? It's got a little kick to it. A sharp spice to mix with my sweetness. Can you taste it? The gush of me soaking your tongue as my legs shake, my voice erupting with the pleasure you're giving me? That was delicious, wasn't it? It's your turn. Look at me while you wipe your chin and mouth with your palm and get back to stroking your cock. What a pretty cock you have. Don't mind me. I'm just going to sit up and watch you. Maybe place a couple of fingers between my legs, test out how sensitive my clit is. Oh, you like that, don't you? Let me get a little closer to the edge of the table here, give you a better view. You are so close now, aren't you? I can't wait to see. Oh. Wow, look at that. Couldn't even finish my thought before you let all that cum spill out of you. It looks delicious. Maybe next time we'll eat at yours.